Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Caputa is here, too. We love having her on the show. She's been hanging out with us now for more than a dozen years, over 13 years, actually. She's been a great member of our Brain Trust. We've just counted on her so many times to help us understand the multifaceted way of thinking about branding and how to keep it fresh and relevant. That's the big deal. That's the big word, folks, in the age of the customer, is relevance. And Catherine Caputa does as good as anyone, better than most. You Are a Brand, one of her books, also Women Who Brand, also Breakthrough Branding. You're starting to get the picture. She's our good friend. Catherine, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So I know one of the things you want to talk about today is taking another look at your brand and making sure that it's where we need it to be, right?
Yeah, you know, I think every so often you need to look at it and decide you need to overhaul your brand or just tweak it. But it's always smart to do that because there's so many, even big brands that go awry because they don't keep their eye on the ball and the market changes, the consumers change. And they miss the boat.
You know, Catherine, long before you were born, when I was coming up in the marketplace, you could have a brand and develop it and give it a color and a logo and a tagline and print out a bunch of materials and go to market and come back in about 5 years and see how things were going. That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? It's not like that anymore, is it?
Not with the internet. I mean, things move really fast, and you get information so fast, and people are bombarded with so much information and messages and products that you really have to stay on the ball.
And your branding has to coincide, has to be relevant to their expectations, doesn't it? Not what you like to see through the paradigm that you see the world through, but through their expectations.
Yeah,
right?
That's a big thing that I think a lot of entrepreneurs make a big mistake. They think I know the market so well, I know my products, and this is what people want. You've really got to listen to the consumer, and that's why I always say think outside in. Outside first is the consumers and what they want and what they're thinking and where the market's going, and then you develop your product around that.
I love the way you use the term overhaul, brand overhaul. And I was thinking, right, as you were saying that, I can remember over the years having jalopies that the mechanic had to look at it. And you go in for, you know, hoping you can get by with a, you know, with maybe a valve change or something, I mean, or a gasket,
right,
change. And he says, I'm sorry, this thing's got to go. So my point is, I think one of the reasons why people are reluctant to do the overhaul you're talking about, to even raise the hood and look at your brand at all, is they're concerned that somebody's going to say, hey, this has got to go.
Right. And they don't know what to do next. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't you think it's because they've waited too long to make, and they're having to make big changes instead of doing what you're talking about, which is making little changes as you go along?
Right. You know, there's so many examples of that. You know, look at BlackBerry, you know, was the leading phone, the leading kind of smartphone, and then they missed the whole change in the marketplace.
I love their phones.
And Apple took over the business, yeah.
I love their phones. I didn't, they just didn't make a very good smartphone.
They didn't make a good smartphone. Exactly.
Yeah, but they made the best cell phone in the world.
Right. But that was a big thing. They missed the whole change in the market, and that with smartphones could do so much more. And they were very late to the parade because they thought we own the market, and people abandoned them because
it didn't take them very long. Even people, You know, I was one of the last holdouts who still liked the key on the thing. You know, that we could actually press the key.
A lot of people did because of that.
Actually thought that was part of their strategy. They thought they could hold on to us forever, didn't they?
Right.
So, folks, you got to be careful about that.
They didn't come back. Exactly.
You can't fall in love with your own brand, can you?
No, you can't. You can't.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, one of the key example is Old Spice. You know, it had this old sailor imagery. You know, it wasn't appealing to millennials, to young people. They were losing ground, and, they had a lot of competitors like Axe and other ones that were, you know, had zany ad campaigns and, you know, very interesting scents and smells for the men's deodorant. And Old Sailor didn't have any of that, and they started losing business right and left.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they changed their imagery. They did an interesting, you know, ad campaign with actors kind of doing far-out things like, you know, Will Ferrell. And, they're back as a leading brand. So they just did a total brand overhaul. They saved the name. They kept the name Old Spice, but they had totally different imagery. They developed different kinds of scents that were appealing to young people. So they saved the brand.
Another thing I like about what you're saying right now, Catherine, is this is an area I've said for the 21 years I've been doing this show, I've told my audience two things you must, so many things big companies can learn from us, but two things that they do better than anybody that we can watch and learn from, and that's HR and marketing. And branding is part of marketing. And what you're telling us about are big company stories. And you've got some more for us. Big company stories that we can learn from, can't we?
Yeah. And you've got to look at what other people are doing and think, hey, aha, am I appealing to the new consumers? You know, people, baby boomers are dying out. You know, so you've got to have a brand that appeals to the new generation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can look to see what the big brands are doing, how they're spending their marketing and branding money, how they're, you know, tweaking products. Very important.
I like to remind people that the largest generation in the history of America, 84 million millennials, Gen Y, are all adults. Most of them are out of college and have jobs. Many of them are managers already. Some of them are 40 years old. So this is not some emerging group of people. These people are here. They've landed, and they're having a big influence on everything, aren't they?
Yeah, they're having a very big influence, and they're very keen on getting information themselves through the internet on products.
Right.
They're very savvy. You know, they're not tied to a brand. They'll switch brands easily.
But they do care about your brand. They want to know about it. Catherine, I need your website quickly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.